From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Gia Billy reporting. The White House on Sunday defended President Donald Trump's invitation to his Philippine counterpart to visit Washington. White House Chief of Staff Ryan Priebus said the need to fortify an Asian alliance against North Korea's growing military threat outweighed concerns about President Rodrigo Duterte's deadly domestic crackdown on drug trafficking. He was speaking during an interview with ABC News. Priebus emphasized North Korea is the biggest threat in the Asia-Pacific region at the moment. Priebus's comments came a day after the White House announced the invitation. President Donald Trump says he would not be happy if North Korea conducts another nuclear test. In an interview with CBS, he said he believes Chinese President Xi Jinping will not be happy about Pyongyang's provocations either. Asked if not happy with another Pyongyang nuclear test meant he would undertake military action against the regime, Trump answered he doesn't know and that it is a chess game. He described North Korean leader Kim Jong-un as a pretty smart cookie.
I can tell you this, and a lot of people don't like when I say it, but he was a young man of 26 or 27 when he took over from his father, when his father died. He's dealing with obviously very tough people, in particular the generals and others. And at a very young age, he was able to assume power. A lot of people, I'm sure, tried to take that power away, whether it was his uncle or anybody else. And he was able to do it. So obviously, he's a pretty smart cookie.
North Korea is trying to develop a long-range missile capable of hitting the U.S. mainland 9,000 kilometers away. It conducted a new missile test Saturday, but South Korea said it once again failed. This is VOA News.